Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. Time for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Joining us is Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club. Good morning, Jen. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Wendy.
I have had such a taste for a burger for the last 2 days, and I have not gotten one. But can you get a good burger at a gas station? What's going on?
Apparently you can. I love this story. There's a new place in Rogers Park called Burger Bite, and it is attached to the gas station at 1500 West Devon Avenue. It was opened by a family, this man, Edgar Bonilla. He was working for a long time at Cozy Corner, which is a popular diner, and he wanted to strike out on his own. So he actually gets his gas at this gas station in Rogers Park and decided he saw this space was available, and he inquired about it, and he opened a restaurant there. Obviously, like, it's not the first thing you think of, oh, great food in a gas station. But everyone in Rogers Park is talking about it. The food is, I haven't had it yet, but I heard it's delicious. There's rave reviews on Facebook. The burgers are supposed to be really great. So, yeah, it's changing the reputation about gas station food. One burger at a time.
All right, and what's the address of this Burger Bite?
1500 West Devon Avenue.
There is a gas station, I believe it could be Hinsdale, and they have great fried chicken and an awesome deli. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
All right, and there are ghost signs in Lakeview. I have seen, I think, people posting stuff on Facebook. First of all, what's a ghost sign, and tell us about this.
So ghost signs are basically old advertisements that used to be painted on the sides of buildings. They're typically were painted on brick, but there is a place in Lakeview, and they were doing a demolition on Ravenswood Avenue on a two flat from the 1890s, and they uncovered these beautiful signs for Shell Oil and actually Wonder Bread's predecessor, and they're actually painted onto the paneling of the house, which is really different. It's rare. A bunch of sign painters and people who geek out over this stuff were like, this is the holy grail for ghost signs in Chicago. They're very well preserved. So now there's a group of people trying to save these signs. It's not an easy task because they are part of this building. So as it's about to be demolished, they are raising $20,000 to try to get a professional in there to basically take these ads off the side of the building and take them somewhere, possibly a sign museum in Cincinnati, unless somebody locally offers up some space to show these signs. But they're at about $10,000 of their goal, so they're about halfway there. And if you want to donate and you are into this stuff, you can go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, and we have the link to the GoFundMe on there.
All right, I might add some money because there's a lot of history in those ghost signs.
Really, they're really cool.
Yeah. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too, Wendy. Thank you.